It's time for the new and the next. Carlos Watson is the co-founder of the online magazine Aussie. Each week he joins us to talk about what's new and what's next. Welcome back, Carlos.
Hey, Arun. Good to be here.
So earlier in the show today, we talked about the gender bias when it comes to venture capital. We also know that minority venture capitalists are hard to find, but you have an interesting profile of one, Eric Moore.
We do. Eric Moore, originally from California, came to venture capital in an unusual way, through his hot tub, which I know sounds a little bit funny, but he met the founder of Zappos, the famous online shoe company, when they shared a hot tub in their same apartment building one day. And
Tony Hsieh from Zappos. We spent some time with him on the show.
Tony Hsieh, indeed. And so Eric became an investor, somewhat accidental. Years later, when Zappos gets sold to Amazon for north of $1 billion, Eric realizes this is not a bad business to be in, quits his full-time job in banking and joins the venture capital world and has founded what to date is a successful and growing venture firm out here in the Bay Area.
Now, Eric Moore says he's sick and tired of talking about race and venture capital, but he had plenty to say about it at the same time.
He did. So Eric Moore grew up in a predominantly black and brown community in the Bay Area, Richmond, California. Through some very good opportunities, ended up going to college back east and ended up on Wall Street, but says he's always been often the first or the only. And so continuing to have the conversation about the first and only is not that interesting to him, even though it's important. And he says, in effect, you got to be tough enough to push through it. It's a little bit of Sheryl Sandberg here. He's in effect saying, I know there's some wrong out there, but you got to lean in.
Let's talk about indestructible cyborg machines sent from the year 2029.
I'll be back.
Carlos, I keep saying phrases like this all the time lately. I can't believe it's been 30 years since, in this case, the Terminator. And I hadn't really thought about this before, this piece in Aussie, that Sarah Connor was really the original empowered single mom. I mean, she destroyed Terminators.
Long before the then Vice President Dan Quayle went after the TV character Murphy Brown for being a single mother, there was Sarah Connor starring in this 1984 film, Terminator, and unbeknownst to her, now has Arnold Schwarzenegger hot on her heels. And over the course of these two terrific films, at least the actress Linda Hamilton was in, goes from kind of a mother under siege, a single mother under siege, to a ripped, strong, aggressive protector of the future.
And it's wild looking back in it the way that you do, because those films really tracked with social trends in America.
Without a doubt, because already by 1980, you had seen the number of single mothers increase by 50%. But over the next two decades, it went from a growing number to where today a majority of children born to mothers under 30 are born to single mothers. And so it was very forward looking, very new and next for its time, and here on its 30th anniversary, we're kind of tipping our cap to the work of James Cameron, who was the genius behind the Terminator and later behind the Titanic and lots of other things.
And we've got a reboot coming soon, right? So we're going to see a new version, maybe a 2014 or 2015 version of Sarah Connor.
No doubt about it. Now, they have danced around reboots and retakes before, a TV show. And remember, they even did the Terminator 3. That didn't quite do so well, but of course, Linda Hamilton was not in that, so we'll chalk it up to that in part. But yes, we've got a new film coming out, and they're going to do a fresh take on it.
Carlos Watson is the co-founder of the online magazine Aussie. You can explore all the stories we talked about at npr.org/newandnext. Thanks, Carlos.
Arun, really good to be with you.